Part three of the Daily Story from 9/21/2024, brought to you by BigLittleWhale.com and my amazing sponsors. So back to my original story. I had gotten a call or a text or whatever from the ex-wife saying, you know, meet me at the bank tomorrow, today, whatever, at 11 or so, so I can get my name off your checking and savings account. I said, cool, fair enough. So anyway, I get there. I'm on time, of course, because I'm very punctual. And she shows up. Well, she didn't show up, I should say. And I was talking to this fucking guy with a hair bun, getting that shit taken care of. And he says, well, you know, she doesn't have to actually be here because your name's on the account and just need your ID and whatnot. I was like, all right, cool, I'll text her. So anyway, sent her a text and whatnot. And said, you don't have to show up because hair bun that says that you don't have to. Well, anyways, I'm just sitting there. He's doing all this fucking bullshit paperwork and computer shit. It looks like 1980s fucking DOS or something. That might be a weird reference for anyone that's not a fucking nerd, but anyway, I decided, oh shit, I got up super early this morning at fucking 8 o'clock so I can take my two shits, brush my teeth, and head to town. It's already cost me fucking 3 hours of drinking time. I'm already pissed off. I'm like, well, at least I'm going to take a nap, right? So I'm sitting in my fucking chair, hair bunned over there, typing shit. And he's like, yeah, I need to print this out and you got to sign it. I'm like, all right, whatever. Anyway, go back to my nap. Hand on my, cheek. You know, take a nap. And I get a tap on my shoulder. I said, holy shit, what is that? And it's the X. It took me a second before I realized that hair bun fell out of his chair laughing. And that he recognized my ex-wife.